Now, the rest of the story. If there is a stain on the record of our forefathers, one dark hour in the earliest history of the American colonies, it would be the burning of the so-called witches at Salem. But that was a pinpoint in place and time. That was a very brief lapse into hysteria. For the most part, our 17th century colonists were scrupulously fair, even in fear. And there was one group of people they feared with reason. A society, you might say, whose often insidious craft had claimed a multitude of victims, even since the Middle Ages in Europe. One group of people hated and feared from Massachusetts Bay to Virginia. The magistrates would not burn them at the stake, although surely a great many of the colonists might have recommended such a solution. But this one group of people remained hated perhaps more than any other in our earliest American colonies. In the first place, our forefathers were baffled by them. Where did they come from? Of all who had sailed from England to Plymouth in 1620, not one of those two-legged vermin was aboard. That's right, vermin. That's what the colonists called them. Parasites who fed on human misery, that's what the colonists called them. Spreading sorrow and confusion wherever they went. Destructive, that's what the colonists called them. And still they were permitted to coexist with the colonists for a while. For a while. Of course, there were colonial laws prohibiting the practice of their infamous craft, and somehow a way was always found around the laws. In 1641, Massachusetts Bay Colony took a novel approach to the problem. The governors attempted to starve these devils out of existence through economic exclusion. They were denied wages. Thereby, it was hoped that they would perish. 4 years later, Virginia followed the example of Massachusetts Bay, and for a while it seemed that the dilemma was resolved, but it was not. Somehow, the parasites managed to survive. And the mere nearness of them made the colonists' skin crawl. In 1658, in Virginia, the final solution, banishment, exile. The treacherous ones, I'm quoting, the treacherous ones were cast out of the colony. And at long last, after decades of enduring the psychological gloom, the sun came out. And the birds sang, and all was right with the world. That elation continued for but one generation. I am not sure why the Virginians eventually allowed the outcasts to return, but they did. In 1680, after 22 years, the despised ones were readmitted to the colony on the condition that they be subjected to the strictest surveillance. Ah, how soon we forget. For indeed, over the next half century or so, the imposed restrictions were slowly, quietly swept away, and those whose treachery had been feared since the Middle Ages ultimately took their place in society. Vermin is what they had been called. Parasites is what they had been called. Destructive is what they had been called. But these, the vermin that once infested colonial America, the parasites that preyed on the misfortune of their neighbors, until finally they were officially banished from Virginia, those dreaded, despised, inevitably outcast masters of confusion, were lawyers. And now you know the rest of the story.